Tusk, EU cannot betray Britons who signed petition, march to stop Brexit. By Victoria Friedman on March 27, 2019. President of the European Council Donald Tusk said that it would be unacceptable to betray the people who signed an online petition and marched in London to stop Brexit. Addressing the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, on Wednesday morning the Polish progressive said that he maintains the European Council should be open to a long Article 50 delay if the UK wishes to rethink its Brexit strategy. Which would, of course, mean the UK's participation in the European Parliament elections. And then there were voices saying that this would be harmful or inconvenient to some of you. Let me be clear, such thinking is unacceptable. You cannot betray the 6 million people who signed the petition to revoke Article 50, the 1 million people who marched for a people's vote, or the increasing majority of people who want to remain in the European Union. Mr. Tusk added, they may feel that they are not sufficiently represented by the UK Parliament, but they must feel that they are represented by you in this chamber. Because they are Europeans. While 17.4 million people voted in a legally binding referendum to leave the European Union in June 2016, Tusk seeks to elevate the 1 million people who marched on a demonstration organized by establishment politicians, the numbers of which one proud science specialist estimated at being actually far less, at between 312,000 and 400,000 people. As for the online petition, a recent poll showed that 52% of Britons believe the petition to cancel Brexit, which passed the 5 million mark on Sunday, is irrelevant, that majority including 28% Remainers. And recent polling has also found that staying in the EU has only 35% support, whereas the combined leave options, including leaving on WTO terms on Friday or leaving after a delay, is supported by 50% of those surveyed. German Left Party MEP Gabriel Zimmer shared a similar sentiment to Tusk in the European Chamber on Wednesday, saying that while we have to act in a way that shows full respect for those that voted for Brexit in the referendum, the European parliamentarians need to act in full respect of those who demonstrated in London at the weekend, and we act in respect of those who signed an online petition. Brussels has not consistently respected the democratic expressions of its member states in the past. However, with countries being asked to vote again, if voting against the EU, until they gave the right answer,